But we got over there and we just looked and we just, you know, enjoyed those falls and sightseeing so until it just got night before you know it. Mm-hmm. And he said, well, why don't we spend the night over here at a motel somewhere? There we were, about 80 miles from home over there. And we had left home. The children know where we were going mm-hmm. when we left. What was here, I don't remember which one of the children was here that afternoon. But when we got over there and enjoyed that sightseeing and all, he said, well, why don't we spend the night? And then in the morning, we wanted to go on up a little bit further than where we had been. And he said, then in the morning, we can complete our round. I said, well, if you got enough money in your pocket to pay that motel fee, all right, they probably won't cash a check for you, you know. They're so strict about it. And as it happened, he had enough money in his pocket to get us over the night. I didn't even take a pocketbook with me because we were just going sightseeing. So I knew I had to let my children know that we were all right. And my children had gone to MYF that night when I tried to call them. And I called my daughter over here, and her husband answered the telephone. Mm-hmm. Well, I reversed the charges. I wasn't at a pay telephone. I was using the phone up there in the office. And when he answered the phone, I said, Jimmy, this is Mama. He said, Mama, what are you doing away up there? So when you do some of the ungodly things, instead of being, we're taking motion to go, we just get up and go. I told him,
that's
the
most fun way to
that
go.
That is. It is the most fun. But of course, I try not to worry the children. I let one of them know where we are. I said, before we get too old, and I just want to travel, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And not have to come home to home base every time like we have been in the past. We'd come mm-hmm. home and see about the boys, the children, and since he retired. And I said, I told my oldest daughter, I said, I'm just going to tell you where to send my old age pension check to. I'm just going home and send my old age pension check, and I'm just going to keep it going.
I wanted to ask you, you said you're the historian of the church. Does that mean you keep the history of the church and you know all about it?
Yes, it's the funniest thing there was. You see, I'm an old country woman. I figure I'm the old country type woman. And my husband served in different positions in the church, the charge laid leader, and first one thing, another trustees, and all, mm-hmm. you know, the different branches of the Methodist church here in our area. And he, as I say, he's been the right arm man of the preacher all these many years, uh-huh. you know what I mean? I've fed so many preachers to learn, Lord, I just don't pay no attention to that. I know what they like, chicken legs. Uh-huh. And they would, when I first began going to the Methodist church here, which was, as I said, about 20 or 21 years ago when I joined the Methodist year, came out of the Baptist, mm-hmm. and joined the Methodist church here. But they wanted me to take different jobs, you know, during mm-hmm. the church. And I told them, I said, I don't know how to do that. I said, I don't know how to do nothing but just to cook and wash dishes and such as that, you know. And I said, that's all I'm good for. And they said, no, you are. And I told them, I said, well, give me the stewardship, the communion stewardship. I would be the stewardship of the communion, you know, mm-hmm. putting communion on the table each Sunday about once a month. Back then, we had about once a month. And I told him, I said, I can wash them cups up and them dishes, those little bitty cups, you know, you uh-huh. use in the communion plate. So I've been communion steward there for years and years. Mm-hmm. And I told him, I said, they said, well, we know that you can do this. You are such a thing to save everything come and going, you know what uh-huh. I mean? And little pieces of this, little pieces of that, and little news here and little news there.